11. I have the honor to report. From the beginning of his presidency, Lincoln had been interested in new war-fighting technologies. He wanted his army to have the best equipment available and prodded its hide-bound ordnance chief to develop new weapons and test new ideas, even the off-the-wall ones. Lincoln was always amused by inventors who visited his office. He'd hear them out and often point out the flaws he could see in their designs. He showed a strong interest in the mechanical arts, eagerly endorsing a design by a New Haven, Connecticut businessman for an ironclad ship with a revolving turret presented to him on September 13, 1861. And the next spring, referring McClellan to an incendiary artillery shell a New York chemist developed, which Lincoln thought showed promise. He enjoyed seeing new gadgets demonstrated, firing a breech-loaded rifle, the wave of the future, he believed, at targets in a park south of the executive mansion, and visiting a waste field nearby to watch the test of an experimental torpedo. Lincoln was also willing to put up government seed money for risky prototypes, shocking Navy Secretary Wells with $150,000 to manufacture gunpowder that was safer and less likely to deteriorate over time. Lincoln's instinct to push the edge of the technological envelope was correct. Although his generals did not realize it at first, new technology would transform not only how they fought battles, but also how they collected intelligence and protected secrets for those battles. The Union Army's one-year-old Signal Corps, an object of curiosity for many, eventually had its 300 officers and 2,500 soldiers perched atop tall trees, high mountains, church steeples, and 200-foot towers to send messages wig-wagging colored flags and to see return signals with telescopes. At night, they waved torches, winked colored lights, fired off rockets, and even flipped window shades from lighted rooms. The telegraph, which since 1844 had linked cities and towns with rapid communication, would have the same profound effect on both armies, connecting war departments, generals, and far-flung battlefields. Union forces alone would soon be transmitting 4,500 telegrams a day over the North's commercial network, and some 15,000 miles of line its soldiers strung out.